Worship, to worship is to live.
佢嘅题目系 Hallelujah， 活着就是敬拜，敬拜就是活着。
We'll turn this time over to him now.
我哋俾时间佢讲到。
Before I begin preaching, I would like to thank you.
我講到之前想多謝大家。
My wife Daryl and I are honored to be with you.
我太太同埋我好開心能夠同你哋一齊。
And thank you and thankful to the Lord most particularly because we are here, we know, at a difficult time in your life as a congregation.
感謝你哋，感謝主，係特別我哋知道喺你哋會眾裏邊呢一個時期都係一個好艱難嘅時期。
So as I said yesterday, my prayer this morning is that this message from Psalm 146 will bring you comfort in our Lord and Savior.
咁我尋日都講過，希望今日呢段嘅詩篇146會將從我哋讓我哋嘅神帶俾你哋安慰。
I'd like to begin this morning by asking you a question, a few questions that will lead us to Psalm 146.
今日我首先問你哋幾個問題，就將我哋去帶入呢個詩篇146篇。
Are there ever moments in your life where you sigh and say, "Every day is just so tiring"？
咁喺你嘅生活當中，有冇話有冇一段嘅時候，你會咁樣諗、咁樣嘆息？你每一日都係非常嘅疲倦呢？
You might be right now in the time of your life with young children. With young children, you can't remember the last time you had a good sleep, and now winter's coming, and it's all about colds and coughs.
咁你如果有年輕嘅細路仔嘅時候，你會記唔記得你幾時有一個好完整嘅睡眠呢？或者特別係而家冬天嚟臨，你有好多時都係有無止息嘅無休止嘅感冒同埋咳嗽呢？
Maybe you just don't like your job.
或者你又唔鍾意你嘅工作。
And you're thinking, am I stuck here for the rest of my life?
咁你或者會諗，我係咪就係一生就係困喺呢度呢？
Or maybe it's something more serious.
或者係有啲更加嚴重嘅問題。
You're saying to yourself, my cancer is scaring me.
或者你覺得我嘅癌症喺度吞食緊我。
I feel like I'm living under a death sentence.
我或者係喺個死刑嘅判決之中生活。
And so when you read Psalm 146,
咁當你讀詩篇146篇嘅時候，
It's hard to believe the writer can say, "Praise the Lord."
好難去想像呢個作者可以話讚美耶和華。
In Hebrew, it's Hallelujah.
希伯來文就係 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
就係 Hallelujah.
To live is to worship, and to worship is to live.
活著就是敬拜，敬拜就是活著。
And the psalmist says, I will rejoice in the Lord all my days forever.
詩人就係話，我一生都要讚美耶和華。
So let's take a closer look at this psalm.
咁我哋認
Who is this writer?
呢一個嘅詩人係邊個咧？
We don't know. We're not sure.
唔係好清楚。
But oh, does he feel how his people have suffered over centuries?
但係佢好似就係覺得佢嘅人民已經係喺好長嘅時間裏邊已經係受苦。
In the very next Psalm 147, we read this。
喺下一個詩篇147篇裏邊，我哋睇到。
The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem。
耶和華建造耶路撒冷。
He gathers the exiles。
聚集以色列中被趕散的人。
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
他醫好傷心的人，裹好他們的傷處。
He's writing after exile, after Israel has come home from so much grief.
他在這裏寫的時候就是以色列人經歷了很多困苦痛苦之後回到耶路撒冷。And
what is his perspective on all of this?
那他的看法是怎樣呢?
Well, Psalm 146 is like the very last chapter in a book.
那這個詩篇146篇就是好像這一本書的最後一章。
This is how the last chapter will end.
最後一章就應該是這樣結束的。
Psalm 146 is the first of the Hallelujah Psalms.
就是這個詩篇146篇就是第一節這個Hallelujah這首歌的第一節。
These are the last five Psalms of all the Psalms.
那這個就是所有詩篇裡面最後的五篇。
And every one of these Hallelujah Psalms begins with and ends with Praise the Lord.
所有這幾個Hallelujah這個詩篇一開始和結束的時候都是說你們要讚美耶和華。
So after so many centuries of mourning, unbelief and doubt,
在幾百年之後的這麼多的痛苦、這麼多的不信和懷疑之後,
The psalmist says, Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
詩人說讚美耶和華。
Now there's far too much in this psalm for one sermon.
這一段詩篇裡面有很多東西,一段一次的講道是不夠。
So I want to zero in on verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
所以我就是講第一至四節。
And here's the one thing I'd like to bring to you from this psalm.
在這一段詩篇裡面,我就是要帶給你一件事。
God is comforting you, and He will comfort you.
神是安慰你,祂亦都會安慰你。
So that you will be able to sing.
以致你可以歌唱
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To live is to worship, and to worship is to live.
讚美耶和華,活著就是敬拜,敬拜就是活著。
He alone is able to comfort you.
唯有祂才可以安慰你。
Because all of your life and all of life is in His hands.
因為你的一生和所有的生命都在祂的手裏面。
I'm going to reread verses 1 and 2.
我再讀一次第一和第二節。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
你們要讚美耶和華,我的心啊,你要讚美耶和華,我一生要讚美耶和華,我還活著的時候要歌頌我的神。
Sometimes when we hear these words,
有時我們聽到這些話,
we focus on our actions, on what we should do.
我們的焦點就是放在我們的行為上,我們應該做些什麼?
Singing.
歌頌,
praying.
讚美,
worshipping.
敬拜,
and that's all good.
這些都是很好。
But the real focus of those two verses is on God.
但是這兩節經文的
That He is so worthy, that He is so great, and that He is so faithful for you.
祂是配得我們的讚美,祂是信實的,是偉大的。
So yes, celebrating and singing bring us to God.
沒錯,歌頌和慶賀是將我們帶到神面前。
But your God loves you so deeply.
但是你的神
And He is so great and He is so faithful that He brings your hearts to Him so that you might go back to Him in song.
I'll
put it another way.
我換句話來講,
All of life is His gift to you. And what a joy it is to live in Him because He loves you so deeply. How great is the life He gives you because He is so great as the giver.
赐予者。
But this psalm goes even further.
但系呢一节嘅经文系更深入嘅讲。
Because he is the author of life.
因为佢系生命嘅源头。
The new life he gives you in his son.
喺佢而家藉住佢嘅儿子所俾你嘅新嘅生命。
Is in fact eternal life. It goes beyond your present life.
系永恒嘅，系超越你现今嘅生命。
The English theologian Carl Truman,
一个英文嘅神学家咁样讲
，wrote an article not too long ago.
最近写咗篇文章
，and he talks about the great cathedrals of Europe that often took more than 600 years to build.
佢讲到喺欧洲好多嘅好大嘅教堂都系要用咗超过600年去建筑嘅。
And that means that every generation who built those cathedrals looked way beyond their own lifetime.
就是说每一代建筑这个教堂的人都是的目光都是超过了他们的自己的生命的。
They knew that cathedral would never be built in their lifetime.
他们都知道这些教堂不会在他们的在生的时候会建成。
And probably not in the life of their great, 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 great grandchildren.
可能亦都唔系佢哋曾孙嘅一生里边建成。
Thank you. That wasn't quite in the text, so she was very gracious.
佢冇写一啲落去。
And Carl Truman's point is this.
咁呢个人就系佢所。讲嘅目的就系
，The life God gives you is way beyond your life。
神俾你嘅生命系超越你嘅生命嘅。
You are part of something that is way bigger than your life on this earth。
你系比喺呢个地上嘅生命更大嘅超越嘅一部分。
Your life is not the end of everything。
你嘅生命唔系一切嘅终结。
And that's what gives you joy and freedom in worshiping the giver of your life.
就是因为这样你才可以有自由的去有喜乐的去敬拜你的神。
That's his gift to be able to sing hallelujah.
就是他给你的礼物让你可以赞美耶和华。
When there is so much hurt and uncertainty in our life.
在我们的生命当中有这么多的未知数有这么多的相同的时候我们都可以去赞美。
Our life which is such a short span.
我们的生命是短暂的。
So it gives you gratitude and joy to be able to sing even when you are sick or facing loss.
你在失落的时候在病痛的时候有什么令到你可以去感恩有喜乐的呢?
So what gives you the joy to sing when God answers your prayers way differently than you thought.
是就是这位神给你的当他的回应你的祈求的时候是你所期望的相反的是不同的时候你都可以去赞美去感恩。
It's what gives you the freedom to sing with gratitude.
就是你可以有自由的去用感恩的心去赞美。
When his surprising answer is better than what you were praying for.
因为他的答案是比你所祈求的更好。
Hallelujah. To live is to worship.
赞美耶和华。
And to worship is to live.
活着就是敬拜，敬拜就是活着。
Now sadly, the opposite is also true.
很不幸的，相反的，也都是真实的。
If we think our greatest comfort and joy will happen in this life, we will be deeply disappointed.
如果我们以为我们的安慰、我们的喜乐只是来自今生，我们就会非常的失望。
I shall reread verses 3 and 4.
我们要读下第三同埋第四节。
Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation.When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish.
You must not 他一点不能帮助，他的气一断就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。
Now, if you think about that, it's sometimes hard to accept.
如果你咁样谂，有时系好难去接受。
After all, we live together in society.
因为我哋喺个社会里边都系一齐嘅生活。
We have common identities. We have common languages.
我哋都有共同嘅语言、共同嘅身份。
We're all part of countries.
我哋都系一个国家嘅一部分。
And so it's quite natural to say, well, this is good and right.
所以我哋好自然嘅就会认为呢个咁样好好。
But there's a trap here, says the psalmist, and he's learned it by watching Israel over centuries.
但系呢个诗人呢度讲到就系佢睇到以色列人经过咁多嘅几百年之后，其实呢度系有一个嘅陷阱。
When things are going poorly,
going
badly.
当情况唔系咁好嘅时候。
We're sometimes tempted to think that we'll find comfort by being with the winners.
有时我哋就以为，如果我哋能够成为呢个赢家，我哋就会得到安慰。
The big princes.
就系一个大国王。
The big king. The big kings.
一个国王。
The big countries with lots of power and prestige.
一个好大嘅国家有好多嘅权力同埋
Israel. Israel saw all of them.
以色列人都睇过晒。
And the psalmist says, when we do that, we're really not trusting God.
但是诗人说，如果我们这样做的时候，这样想的时候，我们不是依靠神。
All of us,
我们每一个人
are confronted by the reality of life and death.
都是要面对生与死这个的现实。
And it's tempting to trust in the powerful for life when we are weak and afraid.
当我们很软弱的时候，我们就要想尝试要去依靠那些很强大的。
We can trust in great resources and great results.
我们可以或者会要去寻求一些很多的资源或者很好的结果。
A while back, the American theologian John Piper,
John Piper, 这个牧师神学家讲，
He learned that he has cancer.
他知道自己有癌症。
And he wrote in this little article entitled "Don't Waste Your Cancer."
他就写了一段嘅，写咗一篇文章叫做《唔好浪费你嘅癌症》。
He said, "You know, I find two things happen."
他就话我发现咗有两样嘢。
First of all, we can put hope in the statistics on how long people survive my kind of cancer.
第一样，佢就系可以将我哋就会将我哋嘅盼望摆喺统计嘅数字，我呢种癌症嘅人可以活几耐。
Or we can trust in the success percentages of the treatments that are proposed to heal us.
或者我哋可以去信靠嗰啲建议我哋去做咩治疗嗰啲嘅成功率。
Yes, we are very thankful for the advances in treatment and in medical science. It's good.
没错，我们是为到我们能够得到的医学的进展，我们感恩。
But we don't trust in the medicine.
但是我们不是信靠医药。
We put our hope and our assurance and our joy in the living God alone.
我们的盼望，我们的确信，我们的喜乐是唯一在这个活着的真神身上。
So the psalmist here is saying, enjoy life with all the people God gives you.
诗人在这里就是讲到与你身边神所赐给你的人一起享受生活。
But please don't trust in power or money or fame or country for your eternal life.
但是不要依靠这些权力、金钱、名望或者国家去带给你永生。
And that's the irony of verses 3 and 4.
这个就是第三、第四节的讽刺之处。
Every single one of us is going to feel weak and forgotten at some time in our life.
我们每一个人有时都会觉得自己是软弱、是被遗忘。
But the psalmist says, the ones who look strong and healthy and powerful,
但是诗人说那些好像很强壮的、很健康的人
are absolutely as weak as you are.
都是跟你一样那么软弱。
for they too shall die.
因为他们都会死。
And if you trust in them,
如果你信靠他们,
you will become more anxious and more sad and more scared.
你就会更加的焦虑，更加的害怕，更加的伤心。
But here's the good news.
但是好消息就是,
this psalm actually goes even further.
这段的诗篇进一步讲到。
This psalm brings you to Jesus.
这个诗篇将你带到耶稣面前。
Jesus said on multiple occasions,
耶稣很多时都讲到,
God is the God of the living, not of the dead.
神是活人的神，不是死人的神。
I bring life and life abundantly.
我带生命给你们，带得更丰盛的生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我就是复活生命。
God is so near in me.
神是这么接近我们。
His life is so alive in me.
祂的生命就在我里面活着。
That I'm the only one who can come and give you life forever.
祂就是唯一可以带给你生命，永恒生命那一位。
He gave himself on the cross.
祂就将自己牺牲在十字架上。
Not to be healed.
不是要得到治疗。
But to heal you.
而是要治疗你。
He took all your sins.
他背负你一切的罪。
That you would never have to bear them, ever.
以致你不需要再去背负。
He rose from death to life.
他从死里复活。
For you.
是为你。
Because he is the one and only resurrection and life forever.
因为他就是唯一的复活与生命，是永恒的。
The first letter of John,
first chapter. 约翰一书第一节咁样讲。
I'll read four verses.
我同大家读四节。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we saw it. We bear witness to it.And proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you might be united with us in the fellowship we have with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we write this ourselves so that our joy might be complete.
约翰一书一章一至四节，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又作见证，将原以父同在，且显现与我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
I just want to make a mention about verse 3.
我就是想再讲一次第三节。
John and all the apostles say,
约翰这个使徒讲，
So that you too might be united in the fellowship we have with the Father and the Son.
使你们与我们相交，我们是与父并儿子相交的。
That's your life as Christians.
作为基督徒这个的生命。
You are united in the life of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
你的生命是同圣父、圣子、圣灵联合的。
And here's some comfort in that, in being united.To God.
在这个联合里面是有安慰。
First comfort.
第一个安慰就是
Your life is not the center of your life.
你生命的中心不是你的生命。
Jesus is the center of your life.
耶稣才是你生命的中心。
Comfort.
一个的安慰。
Your life is part of a far bigger and greater story.
你嘅生命係一個更大嘅故事嘅一部分。
The story of our Lord and Savior and of His love that goes from eternity to eternity.
就係我哋嘅主耶穌基督嘅故事，佢嘅愛就係從永恆到永恆嘅。
Comfort number three.
第三個安慰就係、是。
When you become a Christian,
当你成为基督徒，
and if you're here today and you're not yet a Christian,
如果你今日喺呢度，你未系基督徒，
and when you grow as a Christian,
当你系基督徒喺基督里边成长，
this is what's going to happen in your life.
呢个就会发生呢一件事喺你嘅生命里边。
Your fears will go down.
你嘅害怕恐惧会减少。
And your praise and your thanks will go up.
你的赞美你的感恩会增多。
To live is to worship, and to worship is to live.
活着就是敬拜，敬拜就是活着。
So if you're here today,
所以如果你今天在这里，
do you find that you might be struggling with disappointment because your family is not up to your expectations?
你觉得你的家人达唔到你嘅，达唔得到你嘅期望，你感到失望，你喺度挣扎嘅时候咧
？Do you feel that you're being paralyzed with anxiety because your job seems like a dead end？
你冇有冇因为你嘅事业好似毫无进展而感到非常之焦虑咧
？Are you afraid that God is not up to dealing with your cancer？
你有冇害怕因为神或者冇力去面对应付你嘅癌症咧？
Psalm 146 says this.
詩篇146篇咁樣講。
The downside.
唔好嘅。反面嗰邊。
When we try to control everything in our lives, it's a dead end.
當我哋要控制我哋生命嘅要控制一切嘅時候，呢個先係盡頭。
And then the upside.
呢個好嘅方面咧。
Jesus says to you.Come and worship me, just like Psalm 146.
耶稣话：前来敬拜我，就系好似诗篇146篇咁样。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
你们要赞美耶和华，我的心啊，你要赞美耶和华，我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活的时候。要歌颂我的神。
You see, the psalm compares the past with the present, and the present with the future.
诗人就系用过去同现今嚟比较，现今同将来去比较。
So when you compare your pain and loss now with the comfort and life that Jesus gives you in the future,
当你用你自己现今所经历嘅痛苦同耶稣将要俾你嘅安慰。嘅时候，比较嘅时候
，You will live now, Jesus' love that is far deeper than all your fears.
你就会睇到耶稣嘅爱系比你嘅恐惧更加嘅深。
When you compare the really good things that are happening in your life right now,
当你去比较一下喺你现今生活里边发生嘅好事
，with what Jesus has in store for you in the future, there's no comparison.
同耶稣将来要为你预备嘅系冇得比嘅。
The life before you is and will be eternally more glorious.
你喺你将来嘅永恒嘅生命里边系更加嘅荣耀嘅。
So Jesus is saying to us this morning, I love you, my people.
所以耶稣今日就系同我哋讲，我爱你，我嘅子民。
And I'm giving you my grace.To praise me through your tears.
我就系将我嘅恩典赐俾你，让你可以含泪嘅赞美。
I love you.
我爱你。
And in me, your tears will vanish into unending years.
我嘅你嘅眼泪会喺无尽嘅日子里边消失。
So I will end now.
所以我而家结束。
Hallelujah.Praise the Lord.
Sorry.
To live is to worship Jesus, and to worship Jesus is to live.
赞美耶和华，活着就是敬拜耶稣，敬拜耶稣就是活着。
Thank you.
多谢。